Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And great. Hallelujah. Another episode of Sounds of Living Water, the Little Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight is the Wednesday night.
You breaking up.
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Ooh, nice and sweet.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Well, welcome again. Let me start it all over. Welcome again to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. And tonight, once again, is the Myth of the Week preparation for the Sabbath day, what we call it, 3 days and three nights. Getting ready for the weekend. Getting ready for the Sabbath. Getting ready for the resurrection. Tonight is the Wednesday night edition. We got the Nation of Peace of Israel coming out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, with our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Little Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel. Bring it what?
That kingdom.
That kingdom state of mind.
Amen.
That kingdom state of mind. And you know what the kingdom state of mind is? You know what the kingdom state of mind is tonight? Israel versus Christianity and Islam. Israel versus Christianity and Islam. You already know that's where we packed the house in them joints. So your brother finna tell you right now we in the wrong place to be. If you ain't up under Israel or you ain't up under the teachers of Israel, you in the wrong place. That's all to it. So we just going to turn this over to our brother Nakomi Swanson and let him bring that drama. So we can say, grace and peace, everyone. Our brother Nakomi Swanson.
I'd like to say peace and shalom to everybody at the sound of my voice. Brother
peace
Nakomi
and
Swanson,
shalom, bro.
Israel, Nation of Peace. And people, we're gonna get started. Brother Isaiah, do I have a reader?
Oh yeah, yes sir, I'm here. Grace and peace.
Okay, people, there without delay, we're gonna get started, people. I ask that all the brothers face the east. And then cover their heads, and all sisters face the east. And cover your heads, Brother Isaiah, bring the reading of your choice, and we're going to get started with the lesson.
Amen. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when thou hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth far off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thy own hands. The reading was taking place in the book of Psalms, chapter 138, verses 1 through 8. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Isaiah, can we have Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 as I start all lessons? Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
Amen. The book of Matthew chapter 3, verses 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight.
Make his path straight. Okay, people, in verse 2, you say, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means we're supposed to be preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ and the kingdom of God. And in 3, it is, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Meaning the workers of the Lord and the people of God, we're supposed to be preparing a clear, agenda-free path with the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, agenda-free with the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, people, today's lesson is Israel versus Christianity in Islam. I could have went further, but I want to deal with these three because these three, the foundation is from the same place. The foundation is from the law, statutes, commandments of the Bible. A lot of people don't want to accept that about Islam, but it is. If you truly study, I've even got a brother that is a 5%er, and he's been a 5%er in the nation of Islam, in the nation of Islam, for ever since 1991. And he says Muhammad extracted everything he knows from the Bible. And he's a Muslim. So we're going to deal with these three because these three has a foundation from the same place. But guess what? One of these, like I'm saying, if you live here in America, like most of us do right now in a lot of the West, we've been, more the religion that most of us deal with is Christianity and Islam. Being an Israelite to people here is somewhat of a new thing, even though Israel's been before Christianity and Islam. But we're going to get started in this, though, people. We're about to get started. So, Brother Isaiah, let's kick this off in Ephesians chapter 4 and 4. Ephesians 4 and 4.
The book of Ephesians chapter 4 and 4. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Stop. But see, let's check this out in verse 5. There's one Lord, it's one faith, one baptism. So you're saying there's one Lord, there's one faith, and one of these that we're dealing with don't even deal with the baptism. Islam. They don't even deal with the baptism. Christianity and not even all Israelites deal with the baptism. Some do, some don't. So they're saying it's only one. And if you have understanding and if you know about languages, you would understand, because some people think they want to trip on the people that's in Islam because they think they have some kind of disrespect for Jesus. And I would tell you this, do you know, does anybody know what you would, if you're a Muslim, what you got to say every time you pronounce the name of Jesus? You got to say if you talk to a Muslim, before they say the name, invoke the name of Jesus, they got to say peace be upon them before they say it. Every time. You got to say peace be upon them before they say the name of Jesus. Every time they say it. But the thing they don't understand is, and this is where a lot of people don't pay attention, is God told them he gave understanding to his people Israel. They say, I'm saying, some people get offended at Allah. If you knew Hebrew, you wouldn't be offended at the word Allah, because that's how you say God even in Hebrew in generic terms. But they think they're dealing with the Father when they're really dealing with the Son. And that's all that is. They don't have true understanding because true understanding was not given to them. So, people, I deal with things according to knowledge. I deal with things according to understanding. I deal with things that actually look into and study. And some Israelites, where they come from, they were not also taught the language of Hebrew. And I thank God that I was, because it gives you a little bit more insight on the scriptures if you also understand the language. And if you understand the language, things like Allah would not offend you. Because, you know, it just means God. They say brother, we say ak, they say ak. They say brother the same, they say I so I, we say shalom. If you look at them, they pretty much spell the same way. They say brock, we say brock is blessed. So a lot of the things are the same because they're both sons of Abraham. But I always got to tell the truth. Israel is higher than that. Because everything, law, statutes, commandments, was given to us. So, according to the word, we are the people of the covenant. The things that was given to the people that were supposed to do the work of God and bring things forward is the nation of Israel, not the nation of Christianity or the nation of Islam. But we're going to go forward in the lesson. So we got to understand that there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One, not many. So, Brother Isaiah, let's get to the next scripture. Let's go into St. John's chapter 14 and 6. St. John's 14 and 6.
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Stop. See, this is why I just gave that explanation about Islam. See, Christianity, they understand that they got to work through Jesus. Islam, they don't. They think they got a direct connection to the Father. And they got understanding. If you got true understanding, there ain't none of us worthy that lived here on a planet is not worthy to have a direct connection to the Father. So if you hear somebody say, I talk to God, then you're talking to the only human that's ever done that. Because ain't none of us worthy of doing it. That's never happened. You say you either talk to an angel, or you got a chance to, or you dealt with Christ. That's about as high as any of us has ever got. You either dealt with an angel, or you dealt with Christ. Ain't none of us dealt with God. So he tells you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So how can Islam be ahead of us? And I got to say, there's some Israelites don't believe in Christ either. Some Israelite groups believe they got a direct line to God. Some Israelites think they got a direct line to God. But if we really study the scriptures, you need to understand the Father ain't never dealt with flesh. That's why we don't see the Father and deal with the Father until Revelation chapter 21, when he brings the kingdom down here. When everything, all flesh will be gone and everything will be spirit. There's a reasoning for that. And people, if you keep listening, we're going to go into the Bible code. And when we go to the Bible code, we're going to show you the order of when Jesus took things over on the fourth day, in that God the Father only dealt with this part of the creation. He was dealing with it the first 3 days. After that, he left the party, and the party was handed over to Jesus on the fourth day. So there is no other way. You got to deal with Jesus. So I'm telling us, those that have mercy shall obtain mercy. It tells us in the scriptures. And we should have mercy on our brothers, the Muslims. And we should have mercy on our brothers, the so-called Jewish people. Because the Orthodox ones don't believe in Jesus either. But I think it's mostly by ignorance and not true strength. And we also should have mercy on our brothers, the Israelites, that don't believe in Jesus either. It might be the same error that they are having, that they don't understand the scriptures in the correct manner and understand that the only thing we ever dealt with is Jesus Christ, which is Yah salvation, which is the Father's name. Jesus' real name is Israel. So like I'm saying, a lot of these people don't have those type of breakdowns. Like I'm saying, it has not been shown them or has been shown and they didn't accept it. But me, I'm going to have mercy on them and say, maybe they just don't truly understand yet. I was the same way at one time, too. I didn't have total understanding. So, like I'm saying, I'm going to deal with the principles of God, and I'm going to have mercy because I want mercy. And hopefully, just like me and others, they will understand, too. So we got to understand that. So let's see. As we go through this Israel versus Christianity, Islam, let's see, did God choose somebody over the nation of Israel? Is the covenant ended with his people? So this is how we're going to break down. I'm saying we're going to get him speaking straight up about Islam. Like people, if you're an Israelite, to defend law, statutes, commandments, the word of God, you got to know how to do it. So when somebody starts talking about something else is above Israel, you have to know how to defend it. And when it comes to Islam, their history comes from the Bible. So we're going to do what you need to do when somebody brings that Islam is the way, they are the people, you know what I'm saying, this is the way God dealing with us. This is what I'm saying, we are the people of God. So with that, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis 17 and 19. Let's see what God says. Like I'm saying, so we can see that, hey, God ain't changed his mind on nothing. Ain't nobody came above his people Israel. But in order for them to get some kind of glory, people got to come up with something else new. That's why the Quran was made. They already know what time. Why do you think Christianity just wanted to deal with the New Testament? It's because they want to jump over what God said, so they can get some kind of glory of their own that they haven't earned from God. So with that, Brother Isaiah, let's get this. Let's start at 18. I'm saying, let's get
Amen.
This, Genesis chapter 17, and we'll pick it up at the 18.
Amen. The book of Genesis 17, verse 18. And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee.
Stop. So Abraham bought Ishmael. He said, he bought Ishmael, which is the Ethiopian-Muslim. They say this is the progenitor of their people. This is the starter of the Muslims. This Ishmael. So this is their forefather. They know their history from the Bible. So Abraham tried to bring Ishmael before God. But read on.
19. And God said, Sarai thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And
stop.
And
he said he's going to establish Isaac with what kind of covenant?
Everlasting.
Everlasting. So our forefather Abraham tried to bring Ishmael before God. And what did God, and what he got broke down to him? He's going to establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, Isaac. And with his seed after him, which his seed next after him was going to be Jacob, whose name was going to become Israel. But guess what? Now, God going to break down Ishmael. What did Ishmael get? Read on, verse 20.
And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he begot, and I will make him a great nation.
Stop. Stop. So you see that? He said, I will make him fruitful. And we'll multiply him exceedingly. Till princess shall he begat, and I'll make him a great name. So you see that? That's why they got all them sheiks. Some of the richest people in the world is them sheiks over there in Arabia and all that kind of stuff. And they a lot of Ishmael people got the oil and all of that, and they got their, you know what I'm saying, they got their own land, all that. So God gave them what they God blessed them tremendously. Read on verse 21.
But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarai shall bear unto thee at this said time in the next year.
Stop. Okay. So, people, we could just, for the case for Islam, we could just end it right here if we really wanted to. It's pretty much case closed right here for them. They be saying things like, well, Ishmael was born before Isaac. So he the son. He the one. But let's show you something. Because Isaac's son is Jacob. And Isaac's son Jacob is named going to be turned to Israel. But let's see what God got to say about this first son thing. It's Ishmael, his first son. But let's get this. Let's go into Exodus chapter 4. That's what I'm saying. Let's get Exodus chapter 4. And we're going to pick it up at the... We ain't going to beat around the bush on this. I was going to beat around the bush on it a little bit, but no, we're going to get... We, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get right to it. We're going to get into 20 on 4 and 22.
Book Exodus chapter 4, verse 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord Israel, excuse me, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn.
What? Israel is who?
His firstborn.
He's his son and my firstborn. All right. See? So they're trying to, out here trying to establish Ishmael. Guess what God said? Israel is my son and my firstborn. See, so if they want to get their history from the Bible, which they have, because you can ask any Muslim, their founding patriarch is Ishmael. Ishmael, he said, saying the scriptures say that Israel is my son and my firstborn. So we got to understand it. Let's go through another one of our patriarchs and see what I'm saying coming into that. Let's go into Genesis chapter 12 and 1.
The book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, that kindred, and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Stop. Through Isaac, through Ishmael, all the families of the earth going to be blessed.
No.
Through Abraham. He said, and through his seed, but who the covenant seed going to go through?
Israel.
Go through his son Isaac, who's going to have a son named Jacob, whose name that turns Israel and the people of God. And we just heard his first son is who? Israel. So is all the families of the earth going to be blessed through Ishmael? No. All the families of the earth going to be blessed through Israel. So, people, you got to understand the Quran and Christianity is made because they don't like that they're not first in line, that they're not God's choice. God made a choice. And guess what? Christianity is not the choice. And Ishmael is not the choice. But right now, we're pretty much showing you a lot about Ishmael or Islam. I'm saying, so who is the progenitor, who the guy that they said started it, Muhammad, came from? He came from this man that we're talking about, Ishmael. But let's get some more. Let's go into Deuteronomy chapter 7 and 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Stop. So, guess what? Muhammad didn't choose nothing. It says, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. He did the choice. Israel was his choice. And we can read it out of this. Okay, people, you got to understand that the Quran was probably made like 600-something years after Jesus' death. Okay? It is a very, very new so-called religion. As a matter of fact, Islam is newer than even Christianity. Christianity got like a 300-year head start on Islam, at least. So Islam is one of the newer religions here. Out of all the stuff that's out here now, it's one of the newer ones. So he said he made a choice. He's saying they didn't read the scriptures. They knew they wasn't a choice. Hey, he said, well, guess what? Well, we're going to make ourselves first. Christianity said, no, we're going to hold on to this New Testament, and we're going to make ourselves first. We're going to get above Israel. I don't like that. I don't like that God got a choice, chosen people. Native head of this thing. No, we're going to make us up some kind of doctrine that we're going to be the head of this thing. That's why they don't want us to read the Old Testament. Because if you just deal with the New Testament, you ain't gonna go in it, or you're not gonna understand all the covenants and all those type of things. I tell people all the time, the flood was not a mistake. Okay, before the flood, he chose everybody. After the flood, he chose a group of people. And that ain't played out yet. That plan has not played out, people. So why is Christianity and Islam dealing with the same book trying to bring you a new plan? The plan that God had for Israel, that plan hasn't played all the way out yet. I understand why they did what they did. Because they want to have some kind of hope that they can be the head of this thing instead of saying we're going to have to come under them and get understanding from them so we can have our part with God and Christ and the kingdom. But instead of humbling themselves and doing that, say, you know what? We're going to figure out a way to make our own glory. But let's show you that you can't make the choosing. God does the choosing. Brother Isaiah, let's go into St. John's chapter 15 and 16. St. John's chapter 15 and 16. It don't count if you choose. It don't count if we choose you. That's what we got to learn. If God didn't make the choice, then it ain't no choice. St. John's chapter 15 and verse 16.
Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, Now, whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you.
See that? He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. See that? And he said, and ordain you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain. So we got to understand that. He's saying he chose us to do this, to go get the fruit, and that the fruit remain. This is nothing we can choose on our own. God had to choose this. So we got to understand that. Muhammad can't make a choice and bring a whole new religion. I mean, he can, but it ain't right because we got the root. We got the foundation of I'm saying he know his own history from this book, not the Quran. He know his forefather is Ishmael. He know his forefather Ishmael came from Abraham, from the Bible, not the Quran. Like I said, the book Quran is after Christ. So we got to understand that. We got to know order. He said, like it came to, let all things be done decently in order. So there is an actual historical order, and if you know that historical order, you would know that Islam is very, in considering time, Islam is very new. It's very new. So we got to understand that God made his choices way in Genesis. People, Abraham is in the eighth day of the creation, or the 8,000 years of creation. Muhammad would be in the 11th year of the creation, or the 11,000 years. So Muhammad is like 3,000 years behind Abraham. So we got to understand that. He like 4,000 years behind Abraham. So how are we supposed to be listening to him, Johnny Come Lately, that we're supposed to make that go above where he gets this thing? So that's what I'm saying. For us to defend the covenant of God, the true covenant of God, using the scriptures, it's not very hard dealing with Islam. Not at all. Because they tell you where they come from. They have a history, so it's not hard at all if they're willing to sit down to deal with the main source. And they know who they are from the main source. So that's what I'm saying. These things are not hard because everything, if you're a Christian or if you're in Islam, was established from the law, statutes, commandments of God and the writings of Moses. So if they just want to deal with just the writing of Moses, and that's where a lot of their history is at, there's no way they can win. It's an automatic loss. They're going to actually deal with the foundation. There's no way they can win that battle. So we got to understand that. If God is dealing with you, then he has to choose you. And where is your proof when you write a book 600 years after Jesus? So we got to understand that. That's way after Abraham. It's way after Abraham and Moses. Well, let's continue. Let's continue. Let's go into Psalms, because let's show you, is he dealing with somebody else? Let's go into Psalms 147 and 19. Psalms 147 and 19. Because like I'm saying, they're saying God dealt with Muhammad. Well, let's see. Let's see. That's why you got to know the original. Let's see if that's what God be doing. Do he be dealing with somebody else and then he switch it up on you? Because like I said, if he switch it up on you, then we got some excuses at judgment time. Oh, I was confused, God, man, you switching it up. So let's get this, Brother Isaiah. Let's get this, Psalms 147. We want verses 19 and 20. You get it, brother? Go ahead.
He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
See that? He said he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any. So he said, I ain't dealt them. He said, as for his judgment, they have not known. That's why you be dealing with Christians and people that deal with the Bible for probably longer than you even have, and they don't have true understanding. Because guess what? They're coming under the guise of Christianity. That ain't Israel. That ain't the covenant. That ain't the family name. So it ain't giving it in the mail. So what? So he's telling you he has not dealt with any nation. Ishmael is a nation. And that is and Ishmael is where Islam came from. But let's get it again. Let's get it again. Let's see that he ain't dealing with nobody else. Let's go to Romans chapter 3 and 1. Romans 3 and 1.
The book of Romans chapter 3, verse 1. What advantage then have the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God.
See that? He said, what advantage then have the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? So he's talking about Israel. Much every way. He said, we got advantage in every way, chiefly because unto them were committed the oracles. The word of God was committed to us. But let's say, now let's talk, what if you don't believe that? Read on, verse 3.
For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged.
See that? So he said, so what if some did not believe? I like jumping straight to 4. God forbid. They let God be true. And every man lies. So what if they don't believe? You think that your unbelief going to make the faith of God without faith? So you think you're going to change what God said just because you don't believe it? Don't mean nothing. No, God spoke to Muhammad. I mean, look, we got Gabriel, and guess who Gabriel worked for? The God of Israel. See, they couldn't even snatch them a new angel, could they? They couldn't even do that. See, if I was going to make a new book, I would have made me a new angel name. I wouldn't use the same ones that's in the Bible. I would have came with something new. Tito came. And you ain't never heard of the angel Tito Jackson? Tito Jackson came and told me. Okay? I came with somebody else. wouldn't it be Gabriel? You read about Gabriel in the Bible. Shoot. Tito came and said, Mama, say my son, you my cue, son. Okay? He said, I would have had me a new, I would have at least been smart enough to get some new people up in there. If I was going to do something like that. But, like I'm saying, he said, we got all the advantages because unto us was committed the word of God. Oracle's God or the word of God was committed. So if you don't believe it, so what? Ain't going to change what God say. They're not going to change nothing. So he don't care if you don't believe. It ain't going to, he's saying, at the end of the day, it ain't going to change the truth. It's not going to change the facts. So we got to understand that. He chose somebody, and he's handed this thing over to someone. So we got to understand that. Let's while we're in Romans, let's go to Romans chapter 9, Brother Isaiah. And as we're in 9, let's pick it up at the 1. Let's get 9 and 1.
Amen. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I could wish that myself were accused from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh.
Stop saying. So Paul was an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin. He said he's dealing with his kinsmen according to the flesh, right? So we know who he's talking about. He's talking about Israel, but he's going to name it. Let's read on.
Who are Israelites too, whom pertaineth adoption, and the glory and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises?
Stop.
Who?
Oh, this just cut up Islam and Christianity. Because you're going to call, and he's supposed to be an apostle of the Gentiles. But listen what he's saying for 4. Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, pertaineth to Israelites, and the glory pertaineth to the Israelites, and the covenants to the Israelites, and the giving of the law to the Israelites, and the service of God to the Israelites, and the promises to the Israelites. This is Paul, the apostle of the Gentiles. And he's saying all these things still belong to Israelites. Paul, who met Jesus on the road to Damascus after Jesus died, said, and saying, so this is definitely very New Testament. Paul is still saying everything still belonged to Israel, even though he's teaching Gentiles. So Paul talking to Gentiles is not making the Gentiles jump ahead of Israel. He's still saying everything belongs to the nation of Israel still. So he's showing you, oh, there ain't nothing new that came along that's going to evaporate everything God said to Israel. So how did everything jump to Ishmael? As we deal with Islam and the Quran and all of that thing. Okay. And Muhammad is you know, Muhammad is the great prophet, and he's the one and all of that type of jazz. And Gabriel went and came and brought him a new book and a new way to the same Gabriel that worked for the God of Israel in the Bible, the same one. So we got to understand that. No. There is no new plan. There is no new way. I'm saying they did not jump over. And let's show you that the people that got true understanding, as we read the scriptures and the prophecies of the scriptures, they don't talk about somebody else being the head. It's us. Brother Isaiah, let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 61 and 6. Isaiah 61 and 6. Let's see what the nation going to be saying and what they going to call us.
The book of Isaiah 61 and 6. For ye shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves.
You see that the nation is going to be saying, but ye shall be named the priest of our God. You see that? The ministers of our God. We're going to be the priest of the Lord, and men shall call you the ministers of our God. This nation is what he's talking about. He said they're not going to be talking about Israel. It's the ministers of our God. They're going to be saying Israel is the ministers of our God. See, if you know the word, you know that the order has not changed. All the glory of the things of God are going to fall in the lap of the nation of Israel. Let's get some of the last things Jesus said to us. Let's go to Matthew 28 and 18.
Book of Matthew 28 and 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Stop. So he tell you, verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Well, okay, one thing, Ishmael automatically eliminated in this work right here because they don't baptize nobody. But the other thing we got to remember, we're dealing with the disciples, and all the disciples were what? Hebrew Israelites. All the disciples were Hebrew Israelites. And he said to them to teach. Now, people, I'm not one of them Israelites that say the other nations can't do this, but they only can do this after they taught by an Israelite that they can be ordained to do these type of things. I'm not one of these Israelites that's saying that, yeah, the nations, they can come and be taught in all these things, but they can't participate in this thing. No, once they go through the order and be taught, they can do it. But they got to be taught by the real teachers. Let's show you who the real, I'm saying, this is, we're going to show you why we commissioned for this. Let's go into Exodus chapter 19. In verse 5, Exodus 19 and 5.
The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 5. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
Who the kingdom of priests?
Israel.
Israel. It's the kingdom of priests. So, in order to be a priest, guess what you got to learn? Who you got to learn from to be a priest? You say to be a priest, you got to learn from a priest. We the kingdom of priests. You got to learn from us. If I wanted to be a dentist, I got to learn from a dentist. If I'm going to be truly certified to be a dentist. So I'm not going to just go to anybody to get my teeth done. So why would I just go to anybody to get my salvation done if I'm the other nation? I'm going to deal with the kingdom of priests. But let's show you that. People are going to be not going to no fake dentists. They're going to actually be searching out the real kingdom priests. And so the scriptures say that's going to happen. Let's go into the book of Zechariah 8 and 22, Brother Isaiah. Let's go into Zechariah 8 and 22 and show you, hey, yeah, that's really going to go down. There's going to come a time because all this stuff is breaking down, starting to break down real fast, even for our face right now. And he says that if things are going to go down and they're going to see the, I'm saying, prosperity and all that, that ain't going to do it. I need to know God. No, that ain't, I'm saying, no. T.D. Jakes ain't going to work. T.D. Jakes ain't going to work, people, when these dollars become just what they really are, notes of paper. It's a note. It's only worth some because people agree that it's worth some, but there's going to come a time that it ain't going to be worth them. Then all of them pieces of paper you got in the bank ain't going to mean that, and they're going to really want to know God. So we got to understand that. But let's get to Zechariah chapter 8 and 22.
The book of Zechariah, chapter 8, verse 22. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you. For we have heard that God is with you.
Do you see that? He said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. They say, we know God with you. But people, there's something here y'all ain't paying attention to, because some Israelites, and I'm going to get way back into this than I am right now. And I'm saying I've been doing it, but I'm going to get deeper in it. What is they going to take hold of, Isaiah?
Oh, well, say it again.
What they going to take hold of in 20?
Thus says the Lord of hosts. It shall.
Yeah. Oh,
amen.
So, Israelites that don't believe in wearing garments and wearing your tassels. What is these Israelites going to have, Brother Isaiah?
Oh, they could be having them.
They're going to have on their skirt. They're going to have on, that's what they're going to have. They're going to have on some form of their garment, ain't they? Can I tell you, 2020? So-called 2020, I'm going to get really back into it because I came in and it with it. But I'm going to really get back into my fringes and stuff again, people. I'm going to get real back into my culture again. I'm going to jump back into that real deep. Already grow my beard out real long. I'm really getting that real Black Moses going on right now. Five going. They say the people going to act, say, we're going to go with you because we know God with you.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You know, they don't look like they got. They don't have on suits and ties. ain't nothing wrong with that because I love wearing ties. Not too much super. I love wearing ties. And so I'm saying, so I'm going to learn how to throw my culture into that too. So we got to understand that. The people going to be looking for something. They're going to say, because they don't understand. God with you. They're going to say, okay, we wrong. I'm going to say, okay, Christianity, all this stuff is not the way. No, God is with you. Then, let's get into this. Let's go into Malachi 3 and 16. And this is another thing why we got to understand this. Why? I'm not shaking. I cannot be shaken by there's supposed to be something new. This is the main reason I can't be shaken by there's something new.
Amen. We look at Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And
the book of remembrance. Malachi 3 and 6.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in 3 and 16. I'm sorry. 3 and 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
See, the Lord, I'm Lord, I change not. God don't change his mind. If he changes his mind, he ain't God. If I can convince God to change his mind, he ain't God, I'm God. So he said, but he tell you, I'm the Lord. He don't change his mind. So when I'm on, what I'm doing listening to Ishmael, or even black people, Nation of Islam, I'm listening to Alpha. God ain't changed the mind who the covenant is with and who his people is in the direction that we're supposed to be going. He didn't change his mind. And he said, for you sons of Jacob not be so. That's the nation of Israel. So they don't be consumed. And so, see, he ain't changed his mind because if he can change his mind on us, then everybody should be scared if he can change his, if he can flip on us. That's what I'm saying. People don't understand why. We said that these people should not be wanting no change. If he said if he can flip on his own people, oh, then ain't nobody else got a chance. If he can flip on us. That's why he got this in it. He said he can't flip because of us. So we got that understanding. He can't, there ain't no change. Because he said if he can change on us, then he can flip the whole script. But he said because of us, he's not gonna do it. Mm-hmm. And it's a connection to us. It's not a connection to Ishmael. And it's not a connection to Christianity. It's a connection to Israel. So we got, I'm saying, so we got to understand that. But I'm going to go into the Zondervan Pictorial Dictionary. And we're going to look up Ishmaelite, or people that's come from Ishmael. Because he said these things, like I'm saying, we're trying to establish that God is dealing with Israel. So we got to deal with Ishmael and understand that that is where the religion of Islam came from. And it's in Ishmael, like it reads this: a descendant of Ishmael, the son of Abraham and Hagar, who Abraham sent away unto the desert after the birth of Isaac. The 12 sons of Ishmael and his Egyptian wife became princes and progenitors of as many tribes, Arabians, although occasionally some of them settled down in Nabataeans. Mostly, however, they lived like Ishmael, a wild man of the desert, Genesis chapter 16 to 12. And also like him, they were famous for their skill with the bow. Joseph was sold by his brothers to some Ishmaelites. The word is apparently used in the Old Testament in a wider sense, referring to nomad tribes of northern Arabia generally. And then at the end of this, it said, all Arabs following Muhammad's example claimed descent from Israel. So he said, all Arabs following Muhammad's example, and that's where Israel came, claimed descent from Ishmael. So they're claiming descent from the Bible, people. They're claiming that their descent is from the Bible. So we got to understand that. If Islam, because that's why I wanted to show that they said all Arabs follow Muhammad's example, and that's Muhammad is the person that started Islam, claim their descent from Ishmael. Where do you read about? We read about Ishmael's whole history in the Bible. So we got to understand that. From the Bible, we learn Ishmael's whole history. So I'm saying Ishmael is the star figure in their religion. Well, let's show you, is that name the star name? Let's go on, Brother Isaiah. Let's jump to Acts chapter 4, 10.
The book of Acts chapter 4, verse 10.
Yes, sir. Acts 4 and 10.
Amen. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, and by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other name. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Now, listen. They're coming in the name of Muhammad. He said, there's no name. He tells us, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby he must take us. His name is Jesus, or if you know Hebrew, Yah is salvation. I mean, that's the Father's name. That's why he tell you, I come in my Father's name. He came in the Father's name. Yah is salvation. Not Muhammad is salvation. So that's why I wanted to get established where Islam, who their forefather is, and their root is in the Bible. And it's telling you in the Bible that guess what? Everything is established in the name of Jesus, or Yah is salvation, or Yahweh is salvation, depending on what Hebrew you use. I use Yahweh. Yahweh is Hashai, salvation, Hashai. So we got to understand that. So just like we said, he's the Lord, he changed that. So we got to understand they got their Quran and all of these things. Then you just got Christians. So like we got to get scriptures to break the things up. Because the Christians, they have the Bible, but they're not using, they're not wanting to deal with everything. But let's show you that there ain't supposed to be another book, because there's more than just, I'm saying, there's Egyptian Book of the Dead, the Book of the Mormons. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there. So let's get this. Brother Isaiah, let's go into Isaiah 34 and 16.
Amen.
Isaiah 34 and 16. Now let's take it real slow, because this is a scripture that has to be broke down in many ways. Because he really breaking some information off to us in this. 34 and 16, will you get it, brother? Go ahead.
Seek ye out of the book of the law. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read.
Listen. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. He said, seek out of the Lord and read that. Read on. Slow. Read on.
No one of these shall fail.
See that? He said, no one of these, said nothing that you read in here, guess what? Ain't going to fail you. What you read in the book of the Lord, read on.
None shall want her mates.
See, guess what? It don't need nothing else to go with it. It don't need no mate. So, you don't need to get Hotep with your Bible. You don't need the Egyptian Book of the Dead with your Bible. You don't need the Quran with your Bible. Read on.
For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them.
See, his mouth commanded this book, and his spirit and the gathering of the people going to be through this book. So, people, guess what? We don't need the Quran. I don't need the Book of the Mormon. I don't need Prophet John Smith. I'm saying, I don't need you to come to my door talking about, have you ever heard John Smith? I said, you know how common the name John Smith is? There's a lot of damn John Smith. Which one are you talking about? So we got to understand. So he's telling you, you got to seek you out of this book and read it. But now, like I said, we're dealing with two people. We're dealing with two so-called religions. So one of them got the book. But they don't want to deal with the whole book. Let's deal with that. Let's go on to Hebrews chapter 10 and 7. Hebrews chapter 10 and 7, Brother Isaiah. Hebrews chapter 10 and 7.
The book of Hebrews 10 and 7. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God.
Stop. He said, I come in the volume of the book. He said, I come through the whole book. Not just the New Testament. He said, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. He said, the whole thing. See, they think Jesus is just in the New Testament. No, Jesus is from Genesis 1 and 1 all the way to Revelation chapter 22. It's Jesus. Jesus is revealing the Father to us. He's telling you, this whole thing is written of me. You got to deal with what? You got to deal with the whole book, man. Huh? You can't deal with. And people, the Old Testament is way bigger than the New Testament. Then there's a lot of things said in the New Testament. You don't really understand what they're talking about. You don't know the Old Testament. If you don't know, and another thing is, if you don't know the law, then it's hard to really understand a lot of things that's even going on in the Bible and why people do things in certain ways and things. If you don't understand the law can only help you understand even the New Testament better. So we got to understand it. So we got to understand that, people. Yeah, you can't just deal with one part of the book. It's great that you got some of it, but you got a chance to deal with all of it, and that's what you should be trying to do, is deal with all of it. Let's show you that you got to get some of that new and old. You got to go both ways. Brother Isaiah, let's get into Isaiah 28 and 10. Isaiah 28 and 10.
Isaiah 28 and 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, and there a little.
Stop. So he said precept must be on precept. Precept must be upon precept. He said line upon line, here a little, and there a little. gotta go a little here and the old. You gotta go a little here and new. And then precepts, you can line your precepts, I'm calling precepts, through both books. But you gotta go here and you gotta go there. You just can't say, I'm just gonna stay over here. So they're out of order. Because they just want to stay over here a little. They don't want to go over there. Jesus is in the whole volume of the book. You got to deal with the whole volume of the book. But let's see what it says after it says somebody saying something different than this. Let's go on to Romans 16 and 17.
Romans 16, verse 17. All right. Now beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them.
Stop. See that? You said if somebody brings something new, different from the doctrine that you didn't learn, said avoid them. Read on.
For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple.
Stop. You got to say, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. What it tell you? If somebody brings something besides the law, statutes, commandments of God, it tell you to avoid them. Muhammad is not one of the prophets of the Bible. I'm going to avoid him if you try to tell me, saying, I got to follow Muhammad's example. I'm saying he's an Ishmaelite, and he's bringing something else. If he was taught, if this was because Muhammad is coming, this Muhammad started learning law, statutes, commandments of God with testimony of Jesus Christ, and he was taught by Israelite, okay, then maybe he might be ordained to deal with this. But if he ain't doing that, then he has nothing to do with this. So let's go into, like I'm saying, the Christians got the Bible, but they come in with a different doctrine. So let's get to 2 Corinthians 11 and 4. Second Corinthians 11 and 4. Like I said, even though you got the same book, they speak in different.
The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 4. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him.
Stop. So here, say, for if he come with another, preaches another Jesus. See, this other one where the rules and everything is different, it's another Jesus. It's not the same. Same book, but a whole new different doctrine. And so we learn Romans, we got to avoid people that do stuff like this. This other Jesus, the law, all that old law is done away with. We New Testament Christians, this is he of the New Testament. This is the New Testament Jesus. So we got to understand that. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24:3.
Matthew 24:3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, what shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
Stop. See, many gonna come, saying to him. Many gonna come in his name, say I'm Christ. Many gonna shall deceive me. So it's many, like saying, there's many things out here saying that they connected to Christ. There's many saying they Christ. Deceiving many to follow that. But that doctrine is different from the law, statutes, commandments of God with the testimony of Jesus Christ. Because you got to be connected to God's people. We got two more scriptures. In order to be truly dealing with God, you got to be dealing with God's people. In order to truly be dealing with God. So with that, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 16. Let's see if everything's supposed to jump. Let's see if it's prophesied for things supposed to jump over us. Is we supposed to learn a new way? So let's get this. Jeremiah 12 and 16. When you got it, Brother Isaiah, go ahead. Jeremiah 12 and 16.
Amen. And it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, the Lord liveth, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then shall they be built in the midst of my people.
Stop, stop, stop. What do you say at the top? That they will justly learn what? The ways of my people. See that? So is we supposed to be trying to learn the Christian way, Islam way, Buddha way, whatever is out there? No. He said they're supposed to learn our way. We'll read on, verse 17.
But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord.
So, but if they will not learn the way of his people, if they will not learn the way of Israel, because that's his people, he said, but if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. So he said, they got to learn our way, not us learning that way. He said, we got him saying, they got to learn Israel's way, not Ishmael's way, and not the Christianity way. Last scripture, let's go into the book of Esther 8 and 17. Esther 8 and 17 is the last scripture, people.
Book of Esther 8 and 17. And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day, and many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Amen.
So many people of the land became what? Jews. For the fear of the Jews fell upon them. So they start coming, becoming like who? Like us.
Mm-hmm.
Not Islam, not Christianity, not, they're saying, I'm not finna become a Buddhist. I'm not hope tip. So these people were convinced of what? Become a Jew. So, people, I just wanted to go into some of the history and show you when it comes to dealing with Christianity and Islam, who both come from the Bible, their foundation is from the Bible, that they can never jump over what God said and who God chose. He chose the nation of Israel is the way. The way that he gave is his people is the way. There is no new way. And that way is through Jesus Christ, because all Israel don't believe in Jesus Christ. So with that, people, I hope you got some understanding in Jesus' name. And I thank you for your time, and I hand things off to Brother Joel and Sister Raya. Thank you for your time.
Amen, amen, amen. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I wonder if they found me or not.
Yeah, they must be muted.
Hello?
Shalom.
Yeah, hey.
Shalom.
And say, I don't know if Brother Job and Sister Rhea are muted in some kind
Hello?
Of way. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, Shalom.
Shalom.
Brother Nicole?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, just some understanding, please. So Islam, they don't believe in baptism? Is that, that's just
why
a question.
Well, I'm saying, why would they?
Well, the reason I say that is because did not his father teach him the laws and statutes? And at 12 years old, Isaac got circumcised?
Baptism, he got circumcised, but baptism is not in the law.
Okay, well, Jesus got baptized.
He got baptized, but it's not in the law. It's not in the law.
Oh, so it's not in the law to get baptized?
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's not in the law to get baptized.
Well, why should we get baptized then?
Because the scriptures say we're supposed to get baptized.
But it ain't in the law.
It ain't in the law. But in the scripture said in order, go to St. John's chapter 3.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's not in the law.
What did you say again?
Mm-hmm. And saying you should know that because one of the reasons you should know it, yeah, remember, the Pharisees refused to get baptized. Let's go on St. John's 3 and 5.
Jesus answered, "Very, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
Okay. So Jesus said you've got to be baptized in order to get into the kingdom of God. He said you've got to be born of water and of the Spirit.
But why ain't it a law?
Because
I mean, you know, he can do what he wants. Huh?
But it's not in the law.
Hmm.
Yeah, remember the Pharisees. You got to remember the Pharisees. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3.
So if you don't, so you're saying you're supposed to get baptized, but you don't have to?
You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be part of the kingdom, yeah, you got to.
Oh.
It's not in the law.
Oh, it's not in the law. Okay.
It's not in the law. You know what I'm saying? The Pharisees didn't get in chain, didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. So you have to get baptized in order to be in the kingdom.
You just read it. You said you must be born of the water and of the spirit.
Oh, and of the water. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Great lesson.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions,
family?
Comments, testaments, testimonies? It doesn't seem like we have Brother Joel and Sister Rhea yet. Are they in yet?
Shalom.
Oh, Shalom. Okay, go ahead, brother.
Oh, okay. Praise God, man. I don't know what was going on with this line. I have all kind of issues trying to get in. Great, great, great precept. You know, the biggest problem with the covenant with the world is that everybody thinks they can just pick it up and walk. Like Ishmael over Isaac, or Esau over Jacob. You know, or Christianity over Israel. Everybody think they're just going to walk away with the covenant. But the book, like my brother said, this covenant is given to Israel as an everlasting covenant. In the Quran, and I forgot what book it was, but if you read probably the first 15 pages of it, you're going to run into it. I promise you should run into it. I promise you, but you should run into it. It says, in the Quran, the God of Abraham do not break covenants. If that's in the Quran, and the God of Abraham made a covenant with the children of Israel, then I am wasting my time looking in the Quran. If my own book tells me that we ain't even got it, this is the book of Ishmael, and we just going to tell you like this. The God of Abraham did not break covenants, and he made covenants with the children of Israel all up in the wilderness. You know,
Brother Joe. Brother Joe.
Yes, sir.
Another thing it is, they tell you in the Quran, before you even read it, that you got to accept all the patriarchs of the Bible. You got to accept all the patriarchs of the Bible in the Quran.
They believe in Jesus, bro.
You
got
to say peace be upon them before you even say his name. Every time. You say
right.
Peace. Well, if you talk to a Muslim, they say, peace be upon him. And then they say, Jesus, peace be upon him.
Yep. You know, it's basically Israelites and Christians and atheists that take the name of Jesus and go all out of control with it. But even Muslims have a high level of respect for Jesus and his work. And he's even in the Quran. So, come on, people. You know, just like I said, just look in the Quran. It's probably the first 10 pages. I don't even think you got to go that far. The God of Abraham do not break covenants. The story's over right then and there. When you read that, that book is done. Go back to reading your Bible. So, great precept, brother. Excellent precept. Yes, sir. Bullseye. Yeah, they do recognize Christ on a high level. You're the one.
Oh, thank you. Any more comments, testimonies, any more words?
It's a good lesson.
Great reading,
bro.
Brother Isaiah.
Oh, yeah, great job,
amen.
Brother
thank
Isaiah.
You. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I thought it was a great lesson. I just got to do some more. Well, I mean, y'all already put the main thing out there. I just haven't really did too much searching myself on that conversation. But, you know, I do thank God that he did allow, you know, he did allow me to understand the scriptures that's written in pages of the book, and this is what we really need, and this is what's very necessary. You know, and definitely, you know, I'm putting Apophica in there too. You know, that's all, you know, that's what we really needed, you know. And then if the other books is telling us that we have to obey what the prophets have put in the Bible, then like what Brother Joel said, there's absolutely no need for us to, you know, go all out and try to seek and search those other things if we got salvation written in this book. I got to do some more research and other stuff, bro. I'll yield the mic on that. Good lesson.
Thank you. Any more comments, testimonies, any words, if not, any announcements? Brother Joel, Sister Ray, I got any announcements?
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, praise God. No hands up right now, so yes. Tomorrow evening here at Sound of the Waters, you have the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class with our brother Isaiah Brown. You heard him tonight reading.
Amen.
Brother Isaiah, what's the precept for tomorrow evening?
Amen. We got ourselves a pretty interesting topic we're dealing with tomorrow. It might be a bit of a meat lesson, but I'm going to try to throw some milk in now. The name of the precept that we will be dealing with God willing tomorrow is called Some is Born for the First Resurrection. You know? And the precept is going to be a pretty powerful precept. You know, I think the Lord has been trying to show me some things with this precept. You know, because according to script, and the reason why we're looking at it in this light, you know, and dealing with the precept in this platform, is because we have some that is born for the fire. You know, the books ain't lose none, but the son of perdition, and you know, Judas had to play his part. The Lord and them took sweet counsel together, so they were ordained for this purpose. But we all know how the end is going. We already know how the end is going to play out. You know, but we also understand how the righteous end is going to play out, regardless of how much they drop the ball. If I truly believe that, you know, if some is ordained for righteousness and greatness or for the kingdom, you know, they get a throne regardless of any situation they're in. You know, but I don't want to give out too much of the precept. But the name of the precept one more time is called Some is Born for the First Resurrection. I hear the mic.
Amen. That's tomorrow evening, right here at the Sound of Living Waters. That's every Thursday. You can catch your brother Isaiah Brown here at the Spirit of Meekness and Charity Bible Study Class. And what's the title of the precept again?
Some is born for the first resurrection.
Some is born for the first resurrection. That's funny to me. We want that memo because we're trying to get that. Amen to that. So long, that's tomorrow evening at 7:05 p.m. You can catch up with Isaiah Brown with that precept here tomorrow evening. It's kind of a little walk. We still don't have any hands up, Kevin McCombie. So, is there any closing comment that you'd like to add to the precept?
Just that. You got to understand, and as you move in this, you got to be able to defend yourself. You defend your salvation. You got to defend the covenant. You got to defend the law, statutes, commandments of God and stand on them, and that there is nothing else. And God has not changed his mind. And you got to be able to do that with the scriptures, which is dealing with true history and true order. And there is no, and we must be able to show that there is no new order. So through the scriptures, if you study your scriptures, that you can show that Christianity and Islam have not jumped over Israel, the people of God, and there is something new we're supposed to follow. We're still supposed to follow the same thing he gave after the flood. we're still under what under that what was brought under the flood. And after the flood and before the flood, he chose everyone. After the flood, he chose a people. And that plan is still going on until this day, until Christ come back, and until the kingdom of the Father. And with that, I yield the mic.
Amen. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, you heard it here. All you got to do is do the research, man. You can see that Islam came on the set in history in 600 AD. That's 600 AD Islam hit the set. And you'll see that it was the Roman Catholic Church that gave it its power to go forward. So you got what we call so-called Christianity helping Islam get off the ground. So yeah, Israel would be against it, you know, because both of them is trying to do a job that neither one of them is commissioned to do, and that's be the priest. Amen to that and standing up on the ground. With that being said, I want to thank our brother Nakomi Swanson, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, a.k.a. Nehemiah Israel, of the Nation of Peace of Israel, out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, bringing what?
That kingdom state of mind,
people. You can't, it ain't gonna be no kingdom state of Islam in the kingdom of the Father. The word Islam would not even be in existence. Neither will Christianity be in the word in existence. All that stuff will be wiped out. But the 12 tribes is gonna be on the gates. Mm-hmm. For real, for real. So we'd like to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone here at Sounds of Living Waters. And as we say here, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bibles.
Read your Bibles, people.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering it so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.